Well, Paul, derby defeats are always tough to take. Are you a little bit aggrieved that you didn't get something out of that game?
Yeah, I think obviously disappointed with the result, but I thought for a majority of the game we were the better team against a team who I think are probably one of the best in the division, who will be right up there, so we have to take positives from that. Disappointing, you know, getting the penalty and missing it, and then a couple of minutes later they've scored a fantastic goal, which we couldn't do anything about. So after that we've hit the post, created chances, and it's fine lines in football, you know, and it just wasn't our day today.
That first period, Coppinger forced a really good save from Howard, didn't he?
Yeah, and I thought throughout the game, you know, Sam Johnson, our goalkeeper's only had one or two saves to make all game. You know, the goal they scored from was the first shot on target in the second half. You know, and their keeper's definitely been the busier one. You know, they worked the ball well at times. It's difficult towards the end because Sheffield United down to 10 men. They've got everybody back behind the ball. But we kept going, but it just wasn't to be our day today.
In terms of the penalty, a lot of people will be asking why Tyson didn't take it. He's taken the last couple. Can you explain that?
Nathan was struggling with an injury at half time. He wanted to try and get him out there. His calf had tightened right up and see if he could run her off. And when the penalties came, he was still feeling a bit sore. So Harry's took it. And look, you've got to. It's a good strike from Harry. He's hit the target. It was a wonderful save from the goalkeeper. There wasn't anything in that.
And in terms of looking ahead now, you've got a trip to Western Supermare in the FA Cup on Tuesday. Fingers crossed that the weather sort of keeps on the right side and that game goes ahead.
Yeah. We all wanted it to go ahead last week. You know, but we'll go down there on Tuesday night. We're disappointed with the result today. But we've got to keep progressing in the performances, and we've seen that over the last three games.
You mentioned Tyson was struggling. What's the treatment then looking like?
Well, he's been out. Obviously, he's had a slight knee injury, and his calf had tightened up just before half time. And he's done ever so well for his Nathan, you know. So we wanted to get him out there and see if it eased off, which it did to a certain extent. But we had to take him off in the end because he was struggling with it.
When you did go behind, you must have been pleased with the way you've kind of peppered the Sheffield United goal, looking for that level. There was crosses going in, there was corners going in. I think Wakefield's had a couple of headers. You were very unlucky not to get something out of it.
We were. We feel slightly aggrieved that we've not. But it's a cruel game at times, and you don't always get what you deserve. And I thought today that we deserve to get something out of the game because we've more than matched a top team in the division.
And just finally, great to have Sam and Edna back in the ranks.
Yeah, Sam's a top goalkeeper. We know that. We've seen that last week. And then we've also got Edna back as well. You know, and the more games Edna gets under his belt, the better he'll be. And it was a bit of a, I wouldn't say makeshift back four today. You know, we both are centre halves out. I thought Reece and Jamie done well. Edna coming back into the team done okay. You know, and we just want to try and get a little bit of consistency in our team selection going forward now.
Thank you.
Cheers, thank you. No problem.